I have no idea what you just said.
You said he has to leave at 5:00.
I heard that part, but I didn't hear the other part. All right.
Lawyer's consequence.
Luke. Chapter 6. Verse 26. Want you when all men shall speak well of you? For so did their fathers of the false prophets. And we're going to spend some time on false prophets. So let's go to Jeremiah 23. I'll try to go in order.
Why is that another picture?
A lot of missing out of this book.
You have missing pages?
Yeah, like starts with Jeremiah 4.
Well, it's good
one,
thing.
2, and 3 are not here.
Yeah, I would say it's missing a couple of pages.
Somebody didn't like what they said.
Mm-hmm, just ripped it right out of there.
Verse 9. Mine heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man, and like a man whom wine hath overcome because of the Lord and because of the words of his holiness. For the land is full of adulterers. For because of swearing, the land mourneth. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their force is not right. Both prophet and priest are profane. Yea, in mine house have I found their wickedness, saith the Lord. Wherefore their way shall be unto them as slippery ways in the darkness. They shall be driven on and fall therein, for I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. And I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied in Baal and caused my people Israel to err. I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem a horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of the evildoers, that none doth return from his wickedness. None does return, meaning repent. They are all full of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood, and make them drink the water of gall. For from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness gone forth into all the land. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you, that make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart, and not out of the mouth of the Lord. They still say unto them that despise me, the Lord hath said, you shall have peace. And they say unto every one that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. No, we could go on, but you get the picture. Does that sound familiar as today? Hearken not unto the words of the prophets, for they make you vain. That film crew yesterday was here, and they're doing a piece about Copeland. And I went ballistic. I'm not sure what I said, but it was about this kind of stuff. I can't believe that in the name of God, anyone could sanctify greed. And that's essentially what the prosperity gospel is. Anybody have any response to any of that?
Well, for me, I find it offensive that in the name of God, lavishly and be so proud of it, and enough is not enough.
No. Let's go to Isaiah 8. I didn't go, but I'm really messed up because I went to Jeremiah and then I went the other way.
As long as you go one way or the other.
Well, but see, Ronnie got confused.
Yeah, I was going
back. You're going the wrong way.
Yeah.
Because I told you I was going to do it in order.
Yeah.
So it's my fault that I deceived you.
Yes. Absolutely.
Isaiah 8. Associate yourselves, verse 9. O ye people, and you shall be broken in pieces. Give ear, all ye of far countries. Gird yourselves, and you shall be broken in pieces. Gird yourselves, and you shall be broken in pieces. Now, associate yourself means literally become partners. It's talking about becoming partners with false prophets. And I find it fascinating that every one of these guys today call their donors partners.
Yeah.
Why does it say, gird yourselves and you shall be broken in pieces? What does that mean? Anybody?
Curve is to put on armor, right?
Yeah, there's nothing, there's no way that you can wrap yourself up with all of this.
Gird yourself means to do something to protect yourself, to save your life. If you save your life, you shall surely lose it. So again, with that in mind, let me read these again. Associate yourselves, or become partners, O ye people, and you shall be broken in pieces, and give ear, all you of far countries. Gird yourselves, and you shall be broken in pieces. Gird yourselves, and you shall be broken in pieces. That's, gird yourselves, you shall be broken in pieces, is repeated 3 times in just a little bit. What's the kicker? What's the bottom line? If what you esteem and what you value is the same thing that the world values, you know you've been listening to a false prophet. If the man of God, quote unquote, is teaching you the things that the world wants, then you know you're listening to a false prophet. I don't know. In the name of God, we're going to teach you how to have a nice family. In the name of God, we're going to teach you how to be rich. In the name of God, we're going to show you how to get healed.
Have a successful business.
You got it? Take counsel together, and it shall come to nothing. Speak the word, and it shall not stand. For God is not with you, he's with us, is what it says. For the Lord spake thus to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, say ye not a confederacy to all them to whom this people shall say a confederacy. Neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your only fear, and let him be your dread. And he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling, and for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, for a gin and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many shall many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken and be snared and be taken. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples, and I will wait upon the Lord, etc., etc. Now let's go over to chapter 9, verse, just starting verse 2. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. And they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation, and hast not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden, and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warriors with confused noise and garments rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning and with fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders, not on your shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forever. And the zeal of the Lord of Hosts will perform it. There's nothing for you to do except see. The zeal of the Lord of Hosts will perform it. Amen? All right. Let's go to let's go back to Jeremiah, chapter 28. Do you understand why it's so important that you recognize a false prophet? Any of you ever listened to a false prophet?
Well, we listen to our minds sometimes.
Listen to our
That's exactly, that's exactly it. You listen to your mind, and it's the biggest false prophet. The most powerful false prophet. All right, Isaiah 28. Jeremiah 28, I'm sorry. Your homework is to read the first part of Jeremiah 28. It's about Hananiah, the false prophet, but we don't have time to go through all of that. Just recognize what Jeremiah says to him in verse 15. Then said the prophet Jeremiah unto Hananiah, the prophet, Hear now, Hananiah, the Lord hath not sent thee, but thou makest this people to trust in a lie. Therefore thus saith the Lord, because, behold, I will cast thee from off the face of the earth. This year thou shalt die, because thou hast taught rebellion against the Lord. And so Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the seventh month. All right. Let's go to Matthew 7. I'll try to go in order just for Ronnie.
Okay,
Matthew 7, verse 21. No, verse 15, excuse me. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but the corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the oven. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Now, the only fruit that's talking about here is the gift of the Spirit. But what I hear, and I've heard this so many times, it just makes me sick. They call the fruit the number of converts that they have to their false religion. And even in times when they have been exposed, these guys say, well, look at all the fruit. This is a good place. This is hot soil to sow your seed in. But inside, they're ravening wolves. You know what that means?
Yeah. Ravenous.
Ravenous.
Hungry.
Starving. They're eating dust, and they can never get enough.
Head count. Belt notch.
What?
Head counts and belt notches.
Yeah. All right, let's go to First Timothy, chapter 6. Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. And they that have believing masters, let them not despise them, because they are brethren, but rather do them service, because they are faithful and beloved, partakers of the benefit. Excuse me, these things teach and exhort. Now, what does that mean? We don't have slaves anymore. It means if you work for somebody and your master's your boss. Okay? If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, where cometh envy, strife, railings, and evil surmisings, perverse disputing of men of corrupt minds, destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself.
Run away. Run away.
Speedily.
All right. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce-breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now go to 2 Timothy 4. Verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts they shall heap to themselves teachers to satisfy their itching ears, is what it says. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. All right, let's go to Second Peter, chapter 2. Well, start in chapter 1, verse 20. Knowing this first, that no prophecy or interpretation, or is really what it says, of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness they shall with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Can you see how they make merchandise of you? You become a number on a mailing list. And the mailing lists are divided into how many, usually four or five categories. One is those that give over $50,000 a year on down. They even have call centers, and we've got scripts from them, where the callers that are just hired off the street for minimum wage, they call the people on the A list. And they say, I am the executive assistant, Mrs. something, for Pastor Benny. And he was concerned about you. And he just asked me to call you and see if there's anything that we can do for you or anything that for which you need prayer. Can you, the evil of that is beyond comprehension, and yet it's going on every single day.
People with the itching ears want to hear what they want to hear.
All right, let's go to 2 Peter. I'll just say that. Stay in that. Let's go down to verse 10. Well, let's start. Wait a minute. Let's just read the verse, chapter 2, and then we'll stop, maybe. In verse 4, for if God spared not the angel that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness, to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them, and seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to preserve the just unto the day of preserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness, and despise governments, presumptuous are they, and self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Wherein angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusations against them before the Lord. But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to ride in the daytime. Spots they are and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings, while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery and cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, a heart they have exercised with covetous practices. Cursed children, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Bosar, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, and etc., etc., etc. They are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest. They speak great swelling words of vanity, the allure through the lust of the flesh, etc., etc., etc. And I wrote, or John and I wrote, a last word about Sodom and Gomorrah. Ezekiel says that Sodom was destroyed because they helped not the needy, the poor. Not because of homosexuality. That was just the fruit of their activities. Anyhow, I could obviously rant for a while about that, but I'm not going to. Anybody have any response to false prophets?
Keep a watchful eye.
I would suggest or offer that this Passover season, we really carefully examine the leaven of greed in us individuals in our community.
Amen.
I think we should understand how greed is a part of oppression, and I think we should especially remember not the people necessarily who preach this doctrine, but the people who are oppressed by it, that they're pulled into it. I don't want to say they don't know any better. I don't know what the answer is, but they need prayer. They need to reject this.
Oh, we pray every day, but we got a letter that came to Trinity from a woman in
Scotland. Yep.
Who had been a follower of Copeland over there, and she talked about how she had been seduced by it, and then finally saw the power of it and the evil of it.
But we need to start with ourselves.
Oh, I know. No, that's not, judgment must first begin at the house of God. That's a predicate of everything I preach. All right. Take a big guy.
I have a couple of announcements.
All right.